This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي عمر سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي رضي الله عنه قال حديثنا. This is probably one of the it's been narrated here at least three times before, like in this masjid within these khawatir. So it's a very famous hadith and it's a short one too, one of the Jawami' al-Kalim. So Sheikh al-Janabi, I'm sure, has covered it already. But because of the theme, I'm going to start something a little bit different. So I talked about anti-oppression for maybe 3.5 weeks or so. Subhanallah, I was hoping by the time it was done, these events would be over too. But apparently that's not the case. So anti-oppression is justice, basically, right? I'm just looking at it from the opposite perspective because the Quran does that. The Quran sometimes, instead of talking about adl, we'll talk about oppression, and you almost have the anti-oppression as its own value. And I'm going to do the same thing for, I'm going to talk about the other two core values of Islam, which are haqq and istiqamah. And I'm going to start with istiqamah. What is istiqamah? Istiqamah is anti-corruption. That's all istiqamah is. The concept of istiqamah is just anti-corruption. And it's something that obviously the Quran is very clear upon, because the sirat that you walk in this life is a sirat al-mustaqim. For a reason it's called al-mustaqim, because the concept of it is not just as a straight line. It's not that you can't drive your car and take a right and left when you're going to a destination. It's the concept of istiqamah is a figurative one. It's a value, it's a principle of not being someone who is corruptible, not being someone who is corrupt. And that's a difficult thing to do in life, as you will find out the older you get, and the more life will test you for sure. It's going to bring to your table many offers of corruption, time and time again, and you're going to have to learn to swat them away and stay focused. And this is one of the core, again, these are the core Islamic values. This is what Islam is about. Islam is about justice, no oppression. It's about istiqamah, no corruption. And it's about haqq, no batil. There's no false. This is what Islam is about. Before you talk about any other details of what Islamic law is, before you go into any form of hudud or talking about, this is what Islam is about. If we don't know how to stand up against corruption, or stand up or stand against dhulm or false, then we don't understand exactly what it is Islam is about. So what Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi said, he came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He's not a very known Sahabi, but it's helpful when the Sahabi is actually narrating that he's not very known, because he'll ask a really simple question, and then he'll offer someone like me an answer that I need. If Abu Bakr asks questions, it's going to be complex and it's going to be extremely profound and detailed, and I probably won't understand his questions to understand the answer. Most of the time, both the question and the answer are a little bit a couple of degrees above my head. But simple, some of the Sahaba who weren't as well known, they ask simple questions. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قُلْ لِي عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا غَيْرَكَ. Tell me regarding Islam something, say something to me about Islam that I don't ask anyone else after you about, meaning something that's simple. I don't have to go and ask for interpretation. I don't have to ask someone, can you explain to me what he just said? Alayhi salatu wasalam, is too difficult. No, something I can ask you, and that's it. I take it from you directly, and I go and I do it. And I don't have to ask anyone about it, and I don't need any extra explanation. I don't need more context. I need nothing. I just need what you said. And that one thing that I ask you is going to save me. It'll take me where I need to go, because the Islam is... So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Said, make the declaration of your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say it, meaning declare it, make sure it's clear, and then walk the incorruptible path. Just walk that path and don't be corrupt. Do not allow corruption into your life, into your values, into your principles, your decisions, into your heart, into your mind. Get rid of corruption. It's easier said than done. It's easier said than done by far. It's much easier said than done. And I'm going to cover a couple of hadith over the next maybe 2 weeks or so. Maybe 7-8 hadith or something. And I'll give you examples, things to think about. Because you use the concept of istiqamah in your daily life. You do. Maybe you don't notice. Because, for example, if someone asks you, Wallahi, Fulan is asking for my daughter in marriage, how is that person? They are asking about istiqamah, and your answer is about istiqamah. You're not really talking about... No, mashallah, when he reads the Quran, mashallah, yujawid. And when he prays, his tears are dropping. You'll answer different questions. You'll start talking about how they treat their parents and what type of friends they have and where they make their money from and what type of jobs they run. And you'll start answering questions almost like it's a reflex. You know what makes a good person a good. You know what makes a person a straight shooter. You know it. We all know it on deep inside. What actually makes, when it matters, when it's issue of marriage or we're going into a business interaction with someone, we start asking the right questions. Because that's really what matters. Whether they pray in their first saf or not is, you know, there's ajr in that, obviously. You know, you're not trying to belittle the importance of praying jama'ah up front. But that's not how we know if there's istiqam or not. It's just not. That's not how we figure out if you're mustaqim or you're not. So we all know what istiqamah is, and we know what to ask to look for it and find it. We know. We ignore it when it doesn't serve us anymore. And when we're not doing it right, we ignore it for a while. But then we ask the questions that matter when it actually affects us. So the concept is clear to us. It all comes down to corruption. Do you take shortcuts that are illegal? Not illegal just by the law of the land. Illegal by the law of God. And yeah, as the question, are you someone who casts your nets Friday and picks them up Sunday? The Quranic concept. Or do you know, and you understand what it is that was taught, and you walk the straight path. يروي الإمام المسلم في صحيحه عن أبي عمرو سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل لي عن الإسلام أو في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم سبحانك الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم. There is a درس an IDA course درس of تفسير.